From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We bring you news, information, and today, pack your tote bags. It's a little travel guide, NPR style. I'm Luke Burbank.
I like your little up with people dance you do to the theme song.
I know.
It's good. You're just...
I wish that they could
little
be
pump
a,
of
there
fist.
There should be a freeze frame like at the end of the Breakfast Club, right
there
when the horns come in.
That's Luke Burbank. I'm Allison Stewart. It is Tuesday, November 6th, and writers are still on strike in Hollywood and New York. The Writers Guild of America, 12,000 of them, not working.
And they already canceled some of the talk shows last night, and The View is in jeopardy. Two and a Half Men.
Say it isn't so. What else is John Cryer going to do with all that free time?
I'll tell you what, though. They better have the most witty picket signs ever. Ever.
It's
so
true.
We'll see what happens. I just read a stat today that was kind of interesting. Right now, under the contract that just expired, each writer is entitled to 4 cents for every DVD that's sold. A DVD that sells for $19.99, they get 4 cents.
I think they want a whopping 8 cents, too.
We'll see how that goes.
Want to break the bank.
Well, you know, protests all over the world, and some much more serious than the WGA strike. In Pakistan, lawyers are being arrested left and right. The country is essentially under martial law because of a clash between lawyers, journalists, and the general president, Pervez Musharraf. We're going to talk to a guy who we had on the show yesterday who they were trying to shut down the newspaper that he works at. We'll hear what's going on with that.
Spent the weekend with a little kid, 8-month-old Charlie. Every toy in his mouth. Every toy in his mouth makes you really consider what's going on with the lead in toys. We're going to talk to someone from Consumer Reports about the home tests you can do for lead testing on toys and all kinds of products in your house. I think you might be a little bit scared when you hear this.
And New York City has three airports, and they are, in order, the three worst airports in America for delays.
We're number one.
Yeah, right.
On something.
One, two, and three. We're going to find out why that is and why you folks out there in the rest of the world should care about that. 75% of delays in America get their start here in New York City. We're also going to get all the news from our friend Rachel Martin. First, though, we've got the BPP's big story.